The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 9, text number 14. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on May 31st, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sadatam
Kirtayanta
Mam Yatanta Cho Dridavrata Namashyanta Cho Mam Bhaktya Nityayukta Upasate Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantascha Dridhavrata Namashyantascha Mam Bhaktya Nityayukta Upasate Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantascha Dridhavrata Namashyantascha Mam Bhaktya Nityayukta Upasate Satatam, always, Kirtayanta, chanting, Mam, about me, Yatanta, fully endeavoring, Cha, also, Dridhavrata, with determination. Namashyanta. Offering obeisances. Cha. And. Mam. Me. Bhaktya. In devotion. Nitya Yukta, perpetually engaged. Upasate, worship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Always chanting my glories and degrading with great determination. Bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he's not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising His holy name, His eternal form, His transcendental qualities, and His uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things, therefore a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he was attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smananam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or as a brahmachari, in any position, anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually a Mahatma, a great soul. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitam Shcha. So, this is a very nice instruction how to become Mahatma. Why would one want to become Mahatma? One might ask, what is this Mahatma? Does it mean you have to become like Mahatma Gandhi, or what does it mean? You have to go, you have to fast, or something like that, go on long fast to. For political purposes, is that how you become a Mahatma? No, Mahatma means great soul.
Mahatma означава велика душа.
It means who is one who is always chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Това означава някой, който винаги постоянно възпява Hare Krishna mantra.
Some people ask, well, why 16 rounds?
Някои хора питат защо 16 кръга.
Where does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita that you have to chant 16 rounds, they say? What is this Hare Krishna concoction, 16 rounds?
Hey,
people make that, I get those kind of questions in my email, you know. The answer is Krishna says you should be chanting 24 hours a day. That's the answer. How many rounds is that? Well, it's about 200 rounds a day. That's what Krishna is calling for, 200 rounds a day. Prabhupada gave him, well, he said 196. It's the light number Prabhupada gave. You know, Hare Das Thakur.
It's
an estimate. So, the actual instruction of Krishna is you must chant Rajapa 24 hours daily. So this 16 rounds is a mercy, special mercy from Prabhupada that you can be considered a devotee, and by chanting only 16 rounds you can still be considered a devotee, becoming Mahatma. So this 16 rounds means Prabhupada's mercy, that's what it means. It's a special arrangement that Prabhupada made with Krishna. On these poor souls in the Kali Yuga. That we can chant 16 rounds and still be considered devotees. The problem is some of our members, they can't even chant 16 rounds. They find it very difficult to chant 16 rounds.
За тях е много трудно да повтарят 16 кръга.
They say, well, I'll try to chant my 16 then.
Те казват, ще се опитам да мантрувам 16 кръга.
So I ask them, well, will you try to eat every day?
Аз ги питам, добре, ще се опиташ ли да ядеш всеки ден?
No, you don't try to eat, you eat.
Не така, ще се опитваш да...
So why are you trying to chant 16 rounds instead of chanting 16 rounds?
Защо се опитваш да мантруваш 16 кръга вместо наистина да ги мантруваш?
I mean, what do you feed when you eat? You feed your body.
Когато се храниш, ти подхранваш тялото.
And what do you feed when you chant Hare Krishna?
А какво храниш, когато възпяваш Hare
Krishna? You feed your soul.
Храниш душата си.
So are you the soul or are you the body?
Ти кое си, тялото или душата?
If you're the body, then, you know, it would make sense to take your eating as being more important than chanting. It would make sense if you're the body.
Ако ти си тялото, тогава би имало смисъл да смяташ храненето за по-важно от мантруването.
But if you are the soul, it makes more sense to give more importance to chanting than it does to eating.
Но ако ти си душата, тогава по-голям смисъл има в това да мантруваш, отколкото да ядеш.
We don't say don't eat. We say take prasadam to your full satisfaction.
Ние не казваме не яще, казваме приемайте прасадам до пълно удовлетворение.
But of the two, which is more important, chanting or eating?
Но от двете, мантруване и ядене, кое е по-важното?
Just like we have certain fast days, as mentioned by Prabhupada here.
Както Шрила Прабхупада споменава за някои дни определени за пост.
Just like we, you know, we fast all day, like on Janmashtami and Gaura Purnima.
Както на празниците Janmashtami и Gaura Purnima.
So we don't chant?
Постиме цял ден.
Does fasting mean you don't chant? No, it means you don't eat.
Какво значи постът, да не мантруваш или да не ядеш?
There's no such thing as fasting from your chanting.
Няма такова нещо като пост от мантруването.
We never fast from chanting.
Никога не постим от мантруване.
Chanting is our feast, actually. We feast on the holy names.
Мантруването е нашия фист, всъщност. Ние пируваме на святото име.
Hare Krishna mantra is the ultimate love feast.
Hare Krishna mantra е най-големия фист на любовта.
You think gulab jamun tastes good?
Вие си мислите, че gulab jamunите имат хубав вкус.
Hare Krishna is the ultimate gulab jamun.
Hare Krishna обаче е най-страхотният gulab
jamun. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is confirmed by Rupa Goswami. Tunde tandavali riteng vitanute tundavali labdiye. Karna karda kadamani gatayake kunarbudebras piham. Chaita prangana sangani vijayate servendriyanam gritim. No janet anicha ki adve amrita krishneti vanidve. Rupa Goswami explains in this way. He says, I do not know. I've been telling in a few of my other lectures here, this verse, very nice. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced.
Шрила Рупа Госвами казва, аз не знам колко много нектар произвеждат тези две срички, Кришна.
Because when I chant this Krishna, it dances in my mouth.
Защото когато възпявам това име Кришна, то танцува на устата ми.
And there's so much nectar when that Krishna is dancing in my mouth, my one little mouth just can't capture all of that nectar.
Има толкова много нектар от това име Кришна, че моята една уста не може да да поеме целия този нектар.
Therefore I hanker to have millions of mouths.
Затова аз желая силно да имам милиони такива усти.
And that sound vibrations Krishna enters the holes of my ears.
И когато тази звукова вибрация Кришна влезе в...
Oh, there's so much nectar in that sound vibration. I need billions of ears to capture more of it.
Има толкова нектар в тази звукова вибрация, че имам нужда от милиарди уши, за да
And when the name, that sound vibration, Krishna, dances in the courtyard of my heart, my mind is completely captured and I'm stunned in wonder.
И когато това име Кришна затанцува в сърцето ми, аз съм вцепенен от...
This is Ruchi.
Ето това е Ruchi.
This is real Ruchi.
Това е истински Ruchi.
This sound vibration Krishna, it contains so much nectar that just like a gulab jamun, you know, you bite into the gulab jamun and all this nectar comes out of it,
right?
So you bite into Krishna and unlimited oceans of gulab jamun juice come out of that Krishna.
И когато отхапате това име Кришна, тогава огромни безкрайни океани от
so much so
течат.
That it can break through the carvings of the universe.
Толкова много, че те могат да разцепят обвивките на вселената.
One pure utterance of Krishna can ooze so much juice that it fills up the whole universe and bursts through the universal covering.
Едно чисто възпяване на името Кришна изпълва толкова много нектар, че вселената се изпълва цялата и се пробива от обвивките на вселената.
So if you have taste for the name,
ако имате вкус към името,
you can chant 24 hours a day.
Ще може да възпявате 24 часа на ден.
And curse Lord Brahma for giving you a body that has to sleep.
И ще проклинате Бог Брама, че ви е дал тяло, което трябва да спи.
You know the gopis, they condemn Lord Brahma for giving bodies where the eyes blinked.
Знаете, че гопите прокляли Бог Брама, че им е дал тяло, чието очи мигат.
Because every time they took the darshan of Krishna, their eyes would blink and they'd miss the darshan for a split second.
Защото всеки път, когато виждали Кришна и очите им, клепачите им мигали, те пропускали да го виждат Кришна за...
It's like I'm looking at you all now tonight in the room here.
Сега аз ви гледам тази вечер всички в стаята.
And I'm seeing how your eyes blink.
И виждам как очите ви мигат.
We all have blinking eyes, you see.
Всички имаме мигащи очи.
So the gopis were very angry at Lord Brahma.
И гопите били много разгневени на Господ.
That you have given us bodies with eyes that blink.
Ти си ни дал тела, които очите им...
And this disturbs our darshan of Krishna. For a split second, we have to lose that darshan while our eyes blink.
И това ни пречи да виждаме Кришна за част от секундата, когато очите ни...
So a devotee, one who has actually gotten the taste for the name, he finds this sleep to be a big disturbance.
За един праведен, който има истински вкус към свято име, за него съня е голямо притеснение.
And he minimizes the sleep as much as he possibly can.
И той намалява съня си колкото е възможно повече.
Prabhupada would sleep an hour and a half at night. No, 2 hours at night. Yeah.
Prabhupada спял по 2 часа на нощ.
From 10 p.m. until midnight.
От 10 до полунощ.
Then he'd get up and do his translation work.
След това ставал и превеждал.
Then after lunch he would take an hour and a half nap.
И след обяд си почивал за час и
половина. And that was it. 3.5 hours a day.
И това е 3.5 часа на ден.
So Haridas Thakur, he practically never slept at all. Just he would take a half hour out for bodily maintenance every day.
А в Haridas Thakur на практика по половин час на ден отдавал за поддръжка на тялото.
So we cannot artificially imitate.
Разбира се, ние не можем изкуствено да имитираме.
That's a fact. We cannot artificially imitate.
Това е факт. Не може по изкуствен начин да имитираме.
But the more we can minimize our eating and sleeping.
Но колкото повече намаляваме яденето и спането.
And maximize our hearing and chanting.
И увеличаваме слушането и възпяването.
What will be the result?
Какъв ще е резултат?
We'll be tasting the bliss.
Ще вкусваме блаженството.
We'll be swimming in that ocean of bliss.
И ще плуваме в този океан от нектар.
So how much nectar do you want?
My
little drop of nectar?
Малка капчица нектар?
How about a cup of nectar?
Или една чаша нектар?
How about a whole big gallon of nectar?
Или един голям варел с...
How about a whole universe of nectar?
Ами цяла вселена с нектар?
How much nectar do you want?
Въпрос е колко нектар искате вие?
The more you focus on the name,
колкото повече се фокусирате върху името,
with love,
с любов,
the more you will take the nectar. So don't take your chanting in some botheration every day. Oh no, I have to get my rounds done. Do not take it as a botheration. Take it as the greatest blessing that God Himself has come all the way from the spiritual world.
Най-голямата благословия. Самия Бог е дошъл от духовния свят.
Голокера према дана хари нама санкиртана. Наратам Дас is explaining in this way.
Наратам Дас така обяснява по този начин.
The Supreme Lord has personally come all the way from the spiritual world to give you His personal darshan.
Духовният Бог е дошъл от по целия път от духовния свят, за да ви даде личния си даршан.
That is your japa.
Това е вашата джапа.
It is your own private darshan with God.
Това е вашият личен даршан с Бог.
Every day you get to have your own private darshan with God himself.
Всеки ден имате вашия личен даршан с самия Бог.
That is called japa.
Това се нарича джапа.
So if you can understand actually what is this japa?
Ако разберете за каква е тази джапа?
You will understand there's nothing greater than this chanting of the God's name. Nothing greater than this. Shetta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kaya rakanam. In this way, this is an ocean of ever-increasing transcendental bliss. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. So don't neglect this chanting process. Those of you who are initiated, you must chant 16 rounds at least every day. That is the vow you took at your initiation ceremony before the Guru, before the deities, before the Vaishnavas. And Lord Vishnu appears in the form of the fire, the fire itself, that is Vishnu. So in the most sacred atmosphere, you have vowed that for the rest of your life, you will chant at least 16 rounds every day. If you don't keep your vow, what does it mean? You're not an honest man. You don't keep your word. Prabhupada said, if you don't keep your word, you're not even a human being, you're an animal. So those who take initiation, they have to understand that this vow must, these vows must be followed. If we have difficulty, we should ask our spiritual master. We should ask the devotees. We should ask for help if we're having difficulty with our vows. Because these vows are what connect you with Krishna. If you don't follow the vows, you're cutting yourself off from Krishna. So these vows taken at the time of initiation are absolutely essential.
Приети по време на посвещението са много важни, абсолютно важни.
We want to go back to home, back to Godhead.
Искаме да се върнем обратно вкъщи, обратно при Бога.
We have to remember Krishna at the time of death.
И трябва да помним Кришна в мига на смъртта.
So that means we have to follow these rules and regulations.
Това означава, че трябва да следваме правилата и предписанията.
Someone may say, well, you know, for me it's really too hard. I can't chant these rounds. I can't follow these principles, but I'm just going to make sure to remember Krishna at the time of death.
Някой може си каже, за мен е твърде трудно да следвам тези принципи, да мътрувам тези кръгове. Важното е да помня Кришна в мига на смърт.
I have a little post-it note on my computer screen that says, remember Krishna at the time of death.
Сложил съм си бележка на компютъра, да помня Кришна в мига на смъртта.
So I have nothing to worry about. I got my post-it note there, you see.
Няма какво да се притеснявам, написал съм си го.
So if I have a little illicit sex here and there and get a little intoxicated, you know, just chant one round a day, two tomorrow, what's the big deal? I got my post-it note there.
Ако имам от време на време забранен секс, интоксикант, изимам по-малко мантрон, днеска един, утре два кръга, нямам проблем, защото важно, че съм си сложил бележка.
I'll tell you what the big deal is.
Ще ви кажа какъв е
The time of death is very heavy.
Ще ви кажа, че мигът на смъртта е много
тежък. It's not some light little thing.
Не е нещо така лекичко такова.
It is extremely heavy, intense, the most heavy, intense experience you've ever had in your whole life at the moment of death.
Това е най-трудното, интензивно, екстремно преживяване, което сте имали през целия си живот.
Whatever you have trained yourself to fix your consciousness in throughout your whole life, that's where your mind will go at the time of death.
Това, което сте обучили съзнанието си да помня през целия си живот, това е което в мига на смъртта ще си спомня.
So if you've not learned how to actually take your mind away from the material energy and fix it in the spiritual energy, you're going to have trouble at the time of death. We're going to have big problems.
Ако не сте се научили как да отдръпнете вниманието си от материалната енергия и да го фиксирате върху Кришна, ще имате големи проблеми в мига на смъртта.
That's why we have to follow these vows, you see.
Ето защо трябва да следваме тези обети.
Because if you follow your initiation vows, that means you're bringing your mind under control.
Защото следвайки своите обети от посвещението, означава, че контролирате ума си.
You're not letting your mind control you, but you're controlling your mind.
Не позволявате на ума ви да ви
управлява. And that means the time of death, you're going to know the art of how to keep your mind under control, because you practice it your whole life.
Което означава, че в мига на смъртта ще знаете как да контролирате ума си, защото сте го практикували през целия си живот.
For a person who is stuck to their vows throughout the whole life, firmly stuck to their initiation vows.
За човек, който твърдо е спазвал обетите си,
the time of death is ecstatic.
Мигът на смъртта ще бъде екстатичен.
For those who have not followed their vows,
а за тези, които не са следвали обетите си,
the time of death is frightening, very frightening.
Мигът на смъртта ще бъде много страшен.
So what kind of death would you like? A frightening death or an ecstatic death?
Каква смърт бихте искали, екстатична или страшна?
So if you'd like to have a frightening death, then just do whatever you like. Don't worry about your vows.
Ако искате страшна смърт, тогава правете каквото си искате, не се притеснявайте за обетите си.
If you'd like to have an ecstatic death,
но ако искате да имате екстатична смърт,
where you immediately enter into the pastimes of Krishna.
Когато веднага влизате в забавленията на Кришна.
And stick to your vows.
Тогава се придържате към
обетите. That's your ticket.
Това е вашия билет.
You see, the time of death means the airplane is taking off.
Мигът на смъртта означава самолетът излита.
Now when it takes off, you'd like to have your ticket, wouldn't you?
Когато билета излита, искате да имате билета в себе си. А самолетът излита, искате да имате.
So if you will follow your initiation vows strictly, then you have your ticket.
Ако следвате обетите по посвещение,
you have a confirmed seat on the Vaikuntha airplane.
Имате своя билет и мястото ви е потвърдено на самолета.
So we cannot overemphasize how important it is.
Така че не можем достатъчно да кажем колко важно е това.
To stick to your initiation vows.
Да се придържате към обетите от посвещението си.
I've been following my vows for 40 years now.
Аз следвам моите обети вече 40 години.
Every day.
Всеки ден.
At least 16 months.
Поне 16 кръга.
And it's pretty ecstatic.
И е много екстатично.
It's not always easy.
Не винаги е лесно.
But it's worth it.
Но си заслужава.
Is it easy to get a college degree?
Лесно ли е човек да изкара?
You're a university student, Stephanie. It's always easy to. It's sometimes very difficult, isn't it? The papers, the tests, the studying.
Много трудно, всички тези контролни.
But you do it because you want that degree.
Го правите, защото искате да изкарате тази диплома.
And that degree will help you in your life, you see.
Тази диплома ще ви помогне в живота.
In the material sense.
Материално.
So in a spiritual way,
по духовен начин,
we just like a college student work does the austerity of getting that college degree, we do the austerity of following our initiation vows strictly.
Всъщност значи ние трябва да преминем през това отречение, да следваме своите обети от посвещението стриктно.
And the result is we pass the final exam at the time of death.
И резултатът е, че ще преминем през окончателния изпит в мига на смъртта.
And if you don't pass the exam, what happens? You have to repeat the course.
Ако не преминете през, ако не издържите изпита, това което
става, you have to take birth again in the material world and try again to purify yourself.
Ще трябва да повторите.
Go through the material miseries once again.
Да повторите отново, да се родите и да минете през материалните страдания отново.
Since our goal is to get out of the material miseries,
и понеже нашата цел е да се освободим от материалните страдания,
why not do it in this lifetime?
Защо да не го свършим това в този живот?
Why postpone it?
Защо да го отлагаме?
That I'll take birth again and suffer again in this material world. Why not finish it now?
Защо трябва да се раждаме и да страдаме отново в материалния свят? Нека го прекратим веднъж.
This is intelligence.
Това е означава интелигентност.
If you have an opportunity to finish the repetition of birth and death, why not do it now and just make it finish forever?
Ако можете да приключите с раждането и смъртта, защо да не го направите в този живот?
So, this is the request of Srila Prabhupada.
Това е което Шрила Прабхупад ни моли.
He wants us to qualify ourselves for initiation.
Той иска да се квалифицираме за посвещение.
And after initiation, he wants us to strictly follow our initiation vows.
И след посвещението да следваме стриктно нашите обети.
This is what Prabhupada wants.
Това е което Прабхупад иска.
This is what Srila Prabhupada expects of each and every one of us.
Това е което Шрила Прабхупад очаква от всеки един от нас.
So let us not disappoint Srila Prabhupada.
Така че нека да не разочароваме Шрила Прабхупада.
Let us please Prabhupada.
И да го удовлетворим.
Because what happens when you please the pure devotee?
Защото какво става, когато удовлетворите чистия преданоден?
Then you please Krishna.
Вие удовлетворявате Кришна.
What happens when you please Krishna?
А какво става, когато удовлетворите Кришна?
You become dear to Krishna.
Вие му ставате скъп.
And there's nothing greater than becoming dear to Krishna.
А няма нищо, няма по-велико постижение от това да станете скъп на
Кришна. That is the perfection of our existence.
Това е съвършенството на нашето съществуване.
If you can somehow or other become very, very dear to Krishna, Krishna Priya.
Ако по един или друг начин станете много, много скъп на Кришна,
then your life becomes perfect.
Животът ви става съвършен.
So please take this process very seriously.
Затова моля ви, приемете този процес много сериозно.
Do not take it whimsically like a joke.
Не го приемете като някаква шега.
This process is very, very serious.
Този процес е много, много сериозен.
If you follow it as the spiritual master is ordering you to follow it, then you'll become the happiest person in the whole world.
Ако го следвате по начина, по който духовният ви учител ви е казал да го следвате, ще
you'll have a life completely free of anxiety.
На света и живота ви ще
you'll have a heart full of love.
Живота ви няма да има безпокойство.
Full of light.
Сърцето ви ще е изпълнено с любов.
Full of knowledge.
Знание.
And full of bliss.
И блаженство.
And you can do the greatest service for the people of this country of Bulgaria.
И вие ще можете да дадете най-великото служение към хората на Бълга.
And all living entities throughout the entire material existence.
И към всички живи същества в материалното
съществуване. So please awaken your Krishna consciousness.
Затова моля ви, събудете вашето Кришна съзнание.
Follow the pathway of these great acharyas.
Следвайки пътя на великите ачари.
This is our humble request for each and every one of you.
Това е нашата смирена молба към всеки един от вас.
Are there any questions?
Има ли някакви въпроси?
Натай Чандра Прабу.
Не виждам за колоната, ако може да видиш.
Билете ни за духовни свят са обетите на посвещението. Някой приятел не може да каже, окей, аз ще ги спазвам, обаче няма да отдавам някакво служение на бактите на духовни, ще те обиждам. Какво ще правим сега?
You have said that our ticket for the spiritual world is our 16 rounds and following the regulative principles. But if someone says, okay, I will follow that, but I will not serve personally the devotees and the spiritual master.
I will not do what?
I will not personally serve.
Not personally serve. So I will not serve devotees, I will not serve guru, I will just follow these principles and chant 16 rounds. So, this chanting Hare Krishna means that we also must avoid the 10 offenses.
Да мантруваме 16 кръга означава да избягваме 10 оскърбления.
The first offense is to be disrespectful of the devotees.
А първото оскърбление е да не уважаваме предано дадените.
The third offense is to disobey the spiritual master.
А третото оскърбление е да не се подчиняваме на духовния учител.
So that means if you want to actually chant properly, you have to have proper relationships with devotees.
Което означава, че ако искаш да мантруваш добре,
and with the spiritual master.
Трябва да имаш правилно отношение.
Otherwise, your chanting will remain offensive.
Преданите и духовни учители, иначе мантруваш.
You will not become pure if you hold on to a negative attitude towards the devotees and towards the spiritual master.
Мантруването няма да е чисто, ако ние имаме негативно отношение към духовни учители и предано дадени.
So chanting means you have to perfect it. You have to learn how to chant without offense.
С други думи, мантруването означава, че трябва да се усъвършенства това изкуство.
When there was initiation ceremony, Srila Prabhupada wanted that I followed this. When I do, if you notice, when I give initiation lectures, I always give the 10 offenses.
Srila Prabhupada, когато на лекциите по време на посвещение, както и аз правя това.
This is Prabhupada's system. Initiation lecture, the 10 offenses must be explained.
Се обясняват 10-те оскърбления.
Because chanting means chanting without offense. You have to learn how to chant without offense.
Защото трябва да се научим да мантруваме без оскърбление.
Next question. Narada Muni Prabhu.
Две години на една сутрешна лекция Санкаршана Прабху каза, че всъщност когато готвим в кухнята за Кришна, когато сме с книгите на улицата на Прабхупада, всички дейности, които са свързани с изпълняването на мисията на Бог Чайтанья на Шрила Прабхупада, те са равносилни на мантруване. Това положение за някои от бахтите много повече от 16 кръга на ден. Верно ли е това?
In one lecture some time ago, you have said that all these activities like cooking in the kitchen, distributing.
What is like cooking in the kitchen?
This type of activities, devotional activities like cooking in the kitchen, okay. distributing books, they are equal to chanting, actually.
Yes, they are also chanting.
So that means for some devotees, they are chanting a lot more than 16 rounds because they are engaged in this activity.
We must chant at least 16 rounds every day. No. Physically chant, put your hand on the beads and go 16 times around a day, every day chanting the Hare Krishna mantra on each bead. No. Everyone must do.
На броеница всеки трябва да мантрува поне по 16 кръга физически на броеницата.
But then the other activities, they are also expansions of the japa. You're washing the dishes.
Но всички други дейности, те са като експанзии на джапата.
It's like one devotee, he said, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Scrubanam, Chapanam. You know, you get you Shravanam, Kirtanam, and then you have chop the vegetables and scrub the pots. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Chapanam, Scrubanam.
Както един преводач каза, Шравана Киртанам, миене на съдове, резане на зеленчуци.
So, yes, it is also a form of chanting, but you cannot leave. You cannot put down your beads and just wash service all day. You have to chant your beads. You have to do them.
Но не може човек да прави тези дейности за сметка на мантруването. Трябва да се мантрува на броеница 16 кръга на ден.
I have service to do every morning. I have deity service. I have to serve help Vishnu Priya Manaji every morning with the deity worship.
Аз имам служене към божествата, трябва да помагам на Вишна Прия Матаджи всяка сутрин да обожавам.
So I get up early to chant my rounds before I start my service.
Затова ставам много рано да си повтарям кръговете преди да се ангажирам в това служене.
My experience is there's the meditation mood and the doing mood.
Моят опит е, че има медитативно настроение и настроение на
действие. I like to have not to worry about doing anything first. Let me just meditate on the holy names before thinking about doing anything.
Моето настроение е нека първо да медитирам върху Свято име преди да почна да мисля за каквото и да било.
Actually, I learned this from one dear godbrother, Ramnath Sukha Prabhu.
Аз научих това от един мой скъп духовен брат, Рамнат Сука
Прабху. He was the cook in our Atlanta temple.
Той беше готвач в нашия храм в Атланта.
And at that time there was about 40 brahmacharis living there in that temple.
И по това време в този храм живееха около 40 брамачари.
Book distributors mostly.
Повечето от тях книго разпределители.
And they had big appetites.
И те имаха доста голям апетит.
So he was cooking for all these brahmacharis, you see.
И той готвеше за всички тия брамачари.
And he had cooked for the deities also.
И също и за муртите.
The deity sweets. So he was very busy.
Беше много зает.
Practically the whole day was cooking.
На практика цял ден готвеше.
So where's the time for japa?
И кога му оставаше време за джапа?
How will he chant his round?
Как ще мантрува кръговете?
He is a very intelligent man.
Много интелигентен човек беше.
He would get up every morning at 2:00 in the morning.
Ставаше всяка сутрин в 2 часа.
He would take his bath and from 2:30 to 4:30 he'd be in the temple room chanting his rounds very nicely rounds.
Къпеше се от 2:30 до 4:30 в храмовата зала.
And after Mangal Arati, immediately into the kitchen, you see.
След Mangal Arati веднага влизаше в кухнята.
And then, when all the, of course, Brahmachari Ashram is always, when there's 40 Brahmacharis in the Brahmachari Ashram, it's always like a bus station, you know, very busy place.
Разбира се, когато има 40 брамачари в ашрама, това е като една автобусна.
So during prasadam, when all the brahmacharis were down there taking prasadam, the brahmachari ashram was very quiet and peaceful.
И когато тези брамачари приеха прасадам,
so he was so regulated, you could set your watch. Oh, Ramnath Sukha is now taking his nap in the brahmachari ashram. You could set your watch by his nap. That's how regulated he was.
Той беше толкова регулиран, че по него можеше си настроиш часовника. Ето той сега ще спи в брамачари ашрама.
The brahmacharis are taking prasadam, he's sleeping.
Докато брамачарите приемаха прасадам, той си почиваше.
And he had very, very, he was so regulated. He was so blissful. His cooking was unbelievably delicious.
И той беше толкова регулиран, толкова блажен, а пък готвеното беше толкова вкусно.
When all the devotees went to Mayapur, he had to stay back because he was serving the deities.
И когато всички преяни отидоха в Майапур, той остана, защото трябваше да служи на муртите.
But he had a very nice recipe for Rasagula.
Но имаше много хубава рецепта за раса гула.
So he packed some up very nicely in the jar so it wouldn't leak out and sent it with the devotees to India.
И пакетирал няколко раса гули в един буркан, добре го запечатал и го изпратил спрямо.
And they gave that rasa gula to Prabhupada.
И те дали тези раса гули на Прабхупада.
And Prabhupada loved Ramnath Sukha's rasa gula so much he said immediately I want more immediately.
Прабхупада толкова му харесали раса гулите на Рамнат Сука, че им казал, искам веднага от същите.
So we had no internet in those days.
Това време нямахме интернет.
And the telephones in Mayapur were so bad, you'd have to like yell at the top of your lungs into the phone, Hare Krishna, Prabhu, can you hear? Like that. It was horrible telephones. So they sent a telegram. That's how we got a telegram from Mayapur. That Prabhupada wants more rasa gula, send more rasa gula to Mayapur. So he went, I was so wonderful. He was so happy. Prabhupada, please, my spiritual master. He went in the kitchen, he made another big, big batch of rasa gula. He shipped him to India on the air freight, you know.
Той беше толкова щастлив, че удовлетворил духовен си учител, че веднага направи още една партия раса гули, опаковал.
So I could see here was a person who had a very intense schedule of doing service.
И видях как този човек имаше интензивен.
But he knew I have to do 16 quality rounds every day.
Той знаеше, че трябва да натрува 16 добри.
So to do that, he got up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Затова ставаше 2 часа всяка сутрин.
And when I saw him doing this, you know what I did?
И когато го видях, че прави това, знаете ли какво
направи? I got up with him every day. It was so sweet, the two of us just chanting japa there in the temple room every morning, you know, all alone, the two of us, with no distractions. At 3 o'clock in the morning, the temple commander is not going to say, Prabhu, come here and scrub the toilet. He's not going to do that at 3 o'clock in the morning. There was no fear of the temple commander, see. I have my japa time that nobody's ever going to mess with it. And it really worked. I really got a really good lesson from them. And so in this way, I recommend that get your rounds done early. If you can rise early, if your schedule allows you to get up early and get them done before your service begins, that's very good.
Така че моят съвет е, ако ви позволява графика, ставайте по-рано и свършвайте си кръговете.
If your schedule allows you, get up early, finish all your rounds before Mangalarti.
Ако ви позволява това, ставайте много рано и си свършвайте кръговете преди Mangalarti.
Depends on your schedule. I mean, if you have time during the day to take a nap, and you can go to bed at a reasonable hour, you know, take part of your sleep, get up, chant your rounds, do the whole morning program, do your service, take breakfast and take a nap, then do them. This early morning japa with no distraction, that's the best thing. When I see devotees walking around trying to do service with one hand and the bead bag in the other, I feel so bad, you know. They're going Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, trying to do some service at the same time while they're chanting. It just breaks my heart to see them. I mean, I'm happy to see they're trying to chant their rounds. That makes me feel good. But I feel so bad that they're not able to dive, just go deeply into japa mantra meditation. You see.
Хубавото е, че те се опитват да си свършат кръговете, но те не могат да се задълбочат да медитират върху святото име по този начин.
We really need to learn how to be meditators.
Ние трябва да се научим как да медитираме.
By going deep, deep, deep into that mantra.
Когато дълбоко, дълбоко.
It's so important then. Because once you get that higher taste for Krishna,
защото веднъж щом придобием
Maya can offer you anything. She can offer you a beautiful girl, a cool looking guy. She can offer you money, power, fame, and it won't attract you. None of it will attract you. Because you got something better than anything. What have you got? Krishna. The supreme possession. Krishna. So any other questions? Yes.
Krishna Prabhu каза, че Prabhupada дал своята милост чрез Шипада Мандрума 16 кръга. Това значи ли, че приема ударение на други вайшнава общества извън Искон, на други само предаи трябва да мандруват по 64 кръга?
You have said that Prabhupada gave us this mercy to chant at least 16 rounds. But does it mean that Vaishnavas from other societies outside of ISKCON should chant 64 rounds? Does this mean? Are they getting Prabhupada's mercy also?
Somebody wants Prabhupada's mercy, then they should read Prabhupada's books and follow Prabhupada's books.
Ако някой иска милостта на Прабхупада, трябва да чете и да следва това, което пише в книгите.
They're really interested in Prabhupada's mercy. This is where it's available, right here in Prabhupada's movement.
Ако някой иска милостта на Прабхупада, ето тук тя е достъпна в движението на Прабхупада.
What I've personally seen by people who split off from ISKCON is they make their own philosophy also.
Аз съм виждал такива хора, които се отделят от ИСКОН, те си правят си своя собствена философия.
So in that way they're cutting themselves off from the mercy. As soon as you make your own philosophy different, then you start introducing different ideas that are different from Prabhupada, you're cutting yourself off from the mercy.
В момента, в който човек започва да си измисля своя философия, той се откъсва от тази милост на Прабхупада.
I know the one God brother, he split off very early when Prabhupada was here. They've changed the principle of 16 rounds. Initiation, he says, well, your vow is to chant 8 rounds, or yours is to chant 4 rounds. He gives everybody a set custom number. You see?
И той промени този принцип за мантруване на 16 кръга. По време посвещение той даваше или по 8, или по 4.
And on many philosophical points,
и също много философски различия.
They will present other philosophies different from Prabhupada. I had one reader on my e-course, a very nice man in Florida. He was very eager, oh, I got to get initiated, you see. So there's one of these Gaudiya Math sannyasis who was offering quick, cheap initiation. So he went for it. Now I'm initiated. But then as he knew Prabhupada's books, he was reading Prabhupada's books. But he started to hear this sannyasi, and he realized this person's preaching something different than
Prabhupada.
And he wrote me, he said, I made a big mistake getting initiated by this Gaudiya Math sannyasi.
И той ми писа и каза, аз направих голяма грешка, като получих
посвещение. I don't see he's a bona fide spiritual master because he differs from Prabhupada.
Според мен той не е авторитетен духовен учител, защото се различава от Прабхупада.
What should I do? He was bewildered. What to do now? I got initiated by a person that I don't accept as him being a bona fide spiritual master because he deviates from Prabhupada.
Какво да направя сега? Приел съм духовен учител, който
What will
е
I do?
Авторитетен.
So I asked my GBC representative how to handle this. He said I could give him formal siksha. We could have a formal siksha yoga, and he could, with formal siksha, I could make him a formal siksha disciple. He was so happy to hear that he could become a formal siksha disciple, you see. Because he felt he's been cheated by this Gaudiya guru who gave him initiation, doesn't even, who differs from Prabhupada.
Той беше много щастлив да разбере, че може да получи такова формално шикша посвещение.
So, if somebody really wants Prabhupada's mercy, this is where they're going to get it.
Ако
go somewhere else to get Prabhupada's mercy, it doesn't make any sense.
Това е място, където може да получи. Ако искат да ходи някъде другаде да получава, няма да получи.
Any other questions? Yes.
My question is about utility. As how to use the utility.
What was the word? Utility?
Yes, utility, exactly. Utility. How to use it as a practical tool to purify ourselves in the world we live in and not to compromise, the discipline of Krishna consciousness. Like, for example, we wear leather shoes, for example. It's a violation of the principle of non-violence. And yet we cannot wear, during the winter time, we cannot wear, clothes.
That's... Yes, your question is very good. How do we balance utility or our practicality mm-hmm. with purity? Yeah. That's what your question is. Yeah, it's a very good question. This is why it pays to be very well read in how Prabhupada gave practical instructions. Because he's the perfect example of purity and practicality properly balanced with each other. Srila Prabhupada did give a concession to the devotees in Germany. They could wear leather during the winter. He did get a concession. So it's okay. If there's no non-leather alternative, then do it. I don't usually go in the winter, but one time I did. And I found a rubber alternative, non-leather alternative.
Ако няма друга алтернатива, човек може да ползва и кожа, но аз крих, че има и друга алтернатива, гумена.
In fact, veganism is so popular nowadays, and they're totally anti-leather. It's a big market now for vegans. You can go on the internet and get non-leather, all kinds of non-leather stuff that just works just as good as leather.
Например, сега много популярни са веганите и ако
It's like you can see my shoes out there. They're not completely non-leather shoes. My watch band is non-leather. I try to be as much non-leather as I can. Just be as much non-leather as you possibly can, and Krishna will cover the rest.
Трябва се опитваме да използваме колкото може повече вещи, които няма кожа.
It's not a kind of like hypocrisy.
No. You have to be practical.
Не, човек трябва да е практичен. Това не е лицемерие.
It's like if well, there's so many things.
Има толкова много неща.
It's like what sort of let's say somebody needs to earn a living. Somebody has to earn a living.
And
they try to become completely, absolutely pure, you see. Finally they get a job as a travel agent. Think, well, that seems okay. I'm not, you know. Seems okay. You're selling airline tickets. I mean, it's not a big deal. But what comes as a part of the ticket when you buy a ticket? And the meal comes with the ticket. What do they serve in the airplane? Meat. So, Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahajam karma konteya. Sahajam karma konteya. I can look it up. Chapter 18. Sahajam karma konteya. What is that verse? He says, I can't find it right now, but he says, every endeavor is covered with some kind of fault, just as fire is covered by smoke.
Кришна казва, че във всяко усилие има някакъв недостатък, някаква грешка, както огънят е покрит с дим.
Therefore, one should not give up the duty born of his nature, O son of Kunti, even if such work is full of fault.
Затова човек не трябва да изоставя предписани си задължения, дори родени от неговата природа, дори да има някаква грешка.
Шрила Прабхупада explains in his purport.
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява в коментара си,
how there is imperfections in every type of occupation.
Как във всяка една професия има различни несъвършенства.
It's like a businessman.
Например, един бизнес.
Are you a businessman?
Well,
you do business.
I do something for living.
Huh?
I do something for living.
Yes, that's right. Not really a businessman, but externally for livelihood. Yeah. So, for a businessman to really be successful.
За да успее един бизнесмен наистина.
Sometimes he has to pretend as if he's not really making any profit on the deal.
понякога той трябва да, си, да се преструва, че не, няма никаква печалба от сделката.
I'm really just doing this for you at night, Billy. It's like Prabhupada said, no, for me, on this deal, for me, there is no profit. You see, I'm just doing it for you to help you out.
Prabhupada казва, например, такъв бизнесмен казва, аз нямам никаква изгода от тази сделка, правя го само за твое.
But actually, he's marked it up like crazy. He's making a fortune on the deal.
Той изкарва цяло състояние от тази сделка.
Now, if you try to be a, you know, an completely, totally brahminically honest businessman, you probably won't make it. You have to give the impression that you're not really making any profit on this deal, you're just doing it as a service for them. So that's an impurity. But Prabhupada said it's But Krishna is saying, and Prabhupada points out in his purport, it's what you do with the result that really counts.
No, Prabhupada and Krishna казва, че важно е какво правиш резултата.
If you take that profit, even though you, there is some little lying sometimes to get the profit, if you take that profit and you use it in Krishna's service, then it's completely transcendental. The whole thing is completely transcendental.
Ако вземеш тази печалба, използваш за служение на Кришна, тогава всичко става трансцендентално.
But even if you're an honest man and you use the result for sense gratification, that is contamination.
Но дори да си честен човек и използваш резултата за стимул на служение, тогава това е замърсяване.
I mean, if you really get, I mean, if you try to become absolutely, absolutely pure, I mean, how you can even breathe, Prabhu? Every time you breathe, you're doing mass murder, worse than Hitler. You're killing millions and billions of microbial germs. That's why the Jains wear a mask, is it? But that, that still the germs get through. So you're a mass murderer, worse than Hitler. Just by your breathing. So the point is, what do you do with the result of your activities? Do you offer it to Krishna? Or do you use it for personal sense enjoyment? If you offer it to Krishna, then Krishna says, I free you from all of your sinful reactions. Sarva papevyo moksha yashami. If you run a red light in your car on the street, you run through a red light, the police will give you, arrest you. They'll give you a ticket at least. But if you're an ambulance driver and you run the red light, the police will escort you to help you get to your destination. Because you're an ambulance driver on an emergency. So the one who is engaged in the Lord's service, you see, he's like the ambulance driver. He can break the rules and get away with it. Because everything he's doing is for Krishna.
Но да не получи наказание, защото всичко.
But Prabhupada said, don't take advantage of it.
Но Прабхупад казва, не се възползвайте от това.
It has to be a genuine need, not that you can just say, well, I can do anything. No, you don't take advantage of it.
Това трябва да се прави случай само когато наистина има нужда, а не като общо правило.
Prabhupada authorized the devotees to wear leather in Germany in the winter.
Прабхупад е разрешил на преданите да носят кожа в Германия.
So if you have to do it, okay.
Ако трябва да го правиш, добре.
If you can find an alternative, that's even better.
Но ако намериш алтернатива, това е още по-добре.
Why wear a leather belt when you can get a non-leather belt?
Защо да носиш кожен колан, когато можеш да носиш колан, който не е направен от кожа?
So as much as possible, be pure in all of your activities.
Така че колкото е възможно, бъдете по-чисти в своите дейности.
And Krishna says, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Okay, our time is up. And we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Kindly dive deeper and deeper into this wonderful process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and your life will be unbelievably sublime.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.